Lying, ages 15 to 19. Now is the right time. Age 16. Trust is an important foundation for healthy relationships. As a parent or someone in a parenting role, you play an essential role in your 16-year-old's success. There are intentional ways to grow a healthy parent-teen relationship and understand how to promote trust in your teen. Teens and emerging young adults ages 15 to 19 are in the process of exerting their independence and spending more time with peers. They are working on understanding and predicting others' thoughts and feelings. As they do, they may also seek to hide the truth, particularly if they fear harsh judgment from respected adults or peers. They are also testing boundaries and taking more risks socially and academically. Often, that risk-taking can lead to mistakes, misbehaviors, or even failure. Teens may be tempted to cover up their failures or want to take risks their parents may not permit. Though younger children cannot distinguish between the subtleties of deception, teens and emerging young adults can understand the differences between honest mistakes, guesses, and exaggerations, as well as sarcasm and irony. As part of their cognitive and moral development, a full understanding of lying and its consequences continues to develop throughout childhood and adolescence. The key to many parenting challenges, like raising teens who learn the value of truth-telling, is finding ways to communicate to meet your and your teen's needs. The steps below will prepare you to help your teen learn more about your family values, how they relate to lying, and how you can grow and deepen your trusting relationship. Why lying? Whether it's your 15-year-old lying about where they went after school, or your 17-year-old lying about failing a test, your teen's ability to tell the truth can become a regular challenge if you don't create plans and strategies. Today, in the short term, honesty can create greater opportunities for connection and enjoyment, trust in each other, a sense of well-being for a parent and teens, add a daily peace of mind. Tomorrow, in the long term, your teen builds skills in social awareness, perspective-taking, empathy, and compassion, builds skills in self-control, develops moral and consequential thinking and decision-making. 5 steps for teaching your teen about honesty. This 5-step process helps you teach your teen about honesty. It also builds essential skills in your teen. The same process can also be used to address other parenting issues. Here is a tip. These steps are done best when you and your teen are not tired or in a rush. Here is a tip. Intentional communication and a healthy parenting relationship support these steps. Step 1. Get your teen thinking by getting their input. You can get your teen thinking about honesty by asking them open-ended questions. You'll help prompt your teen's thinking. You'll also better understand their thoughts, feelings, and challenges related to honesty so that you can address them. In gaining input, your teen has the opportunity to become more aware of how they are thinking and feeling related to lies and the truth, can begin to formulate what it means to be in a trusting relationship, can think through and problem-solve any temptations to lie they may encounter ahead of time, has a greater stake in anything they've designed themselves, and with that sense of ownership comes a greater responsibility for implementing new strategies and taking responsibility for their relationships. We'll have more motivation and courage to take responsibility for their actions. We'll be working with you on making informed decisions, understanding the reasons behind those decisions about critical aspects of their life. Actions. Ask questions and listen carefully to your teen's responses, since they will shape how you talk about lying and honesty. Questions you could ask include, who do you trust and why? What's important to you about honesty? Have you ever been lied to? How did it feel? When are you tempted to lie? How do you feel when you get away with a lie? How do you feel when you get caught in a lie? What is the worst thing that could happen if you tell the truth about a misbehavior? Here is a tip. Teens don't want to be in the spotlight, and questions can feel like an interrogation. So look for comfortable windows of opportunity to introduce the questions. For example, is your teen telling you about a friend who lied to their parents? Or are you watching someone lie on a reality television show together? Those are ideal moments to move into these kinds of conversations. Step 2. teach new skills. Being honest about motivations, feelings, limitations, and choices can be tough for adults. No wonder teens have difficulties determining when, how, and why honesty is important. Learning about developmental milestones related to honesty and moral development can help parents know how to help their teens. 15 to 19-year-olds strive to figure out their adult identity and may push parents away as they attempt to gain independence. Teens may be exposed to more risky behaviors like drinking, trying drugs, or sex. Lying fits this equation if they experiment in dangerous areas and don't want adults to intervene. Older teens have a much greater sense of logic and fairness in larger social contexts, though their rational brain capacity is not fully formed until their mid-20s. They can wrestle with ethical dilemmas and may enjoy it and think them through more sophisticatedly than ever before. This helps them exercise their responsible decision-making skills. In addition to these milestones, you'll also find clues on where to focus your teaching as you examine their challenges with honesty. Reflect and ask yourself, in what circumstances have I noticed my teen lie? If it involves several areas, write them down and consider how you might use one or several teaching tools to help your teen learn. Teaching is different than just telling. It builds basic skills, grows problem-solving abilities, and sets your teen up for success. Teaching also involves modeling and practicing the positive behaviors you want to see, promoting skills, and preventing problems. It is also an opportunity to establish meaningful, logical consequences for when expectations are not met. Actions. Model honesty. Modeling honesty could be sharing aloud what you are thinking when expressing how you feel, since this is an area where adults tend not to share their honest feelings fully. For example, you could share the opposite of the truth first, and then share what the truth for you is. This shows your teen the contrast and makes your internal debate apparent. For example, I am tempted to say that I feel just fine in response to your, "How are you?" But the truth is that I am upset about a conversation I had at work, and I can't seem to get it off my mind. Teach your teen to take a breath before answering. This will give your teen a moment to allow their thinking brain to catch up with their reactive or emotional brain and allow them to share a more honest response. Ask the right questions to help your teen succeed. Instead of, "Did you do this?" ask, "Tell me what happened." Ask your teen about the lie they just told you. You might say, "What happened just now that made you lie to me?" Catch your teen telling the truth, especially when it is difficult. You can say, "I know it was hard to tell me the truth, and I appreciate your honesty." Talk about trust and how it is built slowly, but can be broken quickly. Help your teen understand that lies today lead to a lack of trust that will significantly impact them tomorrow. For example, if you can't trust their word about what they did after school, you will not trust them about whose party they are going to later. Take time to examine how you feel when your teen lies. Many parents highly value honesty and may worry that lying in adolescence will equate to a dishonest characteristic in their teens. While it is important to teach honesty, it is also important to keep in mind that it is developmentally appropriate for a teen to lie if they are concerned about a negative consequence. A calm approach will help your teen do the brave work of learning honestly, even when it is hard. Learn about moral development. In understanding how moral development emerges in teens, Carol Gilligan proposed three stages she called the stages of an ethic of care. These three stages help you understand and empathize with your teen's point of view and also help you set goals for guiding them forward. Selfish. Every person's worldview begins with a survival perspective focused only on themselves. This worldview, infancy through 9 years old, assists young children in focusing on securing relationships and establishing their support for survival, so they can open their minds to other possibilities later in life. This focus on a secure attachment allows children to form healthy relationships and gives them the confidence to explore school and their world beyond home. In this worldview, rules are given by authorities, not questioned but obeyed, and taken literally. If they are disobeyed, there is punishment. But if a person remains stuck in this survivalist worldview, it limits their growth and ability to demonstrate care for themselves and others. It also limits making decisions that involve taking responsibility for one's role in a larger community. As a person moves out of this phase, there is a questioning of authority, which is necessary for moving from a sense of selfishness and survival to responsibility. Social. This is the phase your teen ages 15 to 19 is likely in. In this phase of moral development, caring for others takes primacy. A core sense of responsibility is established, an awareness of others surrounding the individual emerges, and their impact on those others becomes the focus. In this stage, self-sacrifice is good. Individuals may care for others while ignoring their own needs. They may even harm themselves, perhaps inadvertently, to help others. In this stage, the individual becomes aware of the rules of the wider society and obeys them to avoid guilt. This is where most teens will be in their development. Moving out of this phase into the final phase, the individual moves from goodness to truth. From responsibility to gain approval to an internalized compass for not hurting self or others in concert with or despite societal rules. Principled. Most people never evolve their worldview to this place, though this is the final stage. In this stage, the person's thinking evolves to valuing nonviolence and making decisions, however complex the situation, relative to not harming self or others. Though this kind of thinking and the following actions are rare, it certainly is a level to pursue and promote with teens. As with all stages of development, individuals can dip into former stages depending on the circumstances. The previous stages are always a part of a person. Teach positive behaviors when you identify misbehaviors. Teens are most tempted to lie when they make a poor choice or mistake. With that knowledge, each time your teen breaks a rule, consider the question, what positive behavior can I teach my teen to replace what I've told them not to do? The following simple process, interactive modeling, can be used by teachers to become a powerful teaching tool for parents. Say what you will model and why. Model the behavior. Ask your teen what they noticed. Invite your teen to model. Ask what they noticed with their modeling. Practice together. Provide specific feedback, starting with strengths using I notice statements. Share your family values and need for trust. At a family meal, share a personal story about how trust between family members has been critical in a safety or other important situation. Talk about how you come up with alternative solutions when tempted to lie. Here is a trap to avoid. Teens who fear punishment when misbehaving are prone to lie to cover up their mistakes. Part of modeling as parents requires learning more about how to teach responsibility and self-discipline through alternative strategies. Here is a trap to avoid. Teens who are left alone frequently and whose needs are neglected often turn to lying to find attention, take unhealthy risks, and meet their needs in ways that can be self-destructive and potentially destructive to others. Step 3. Practice to grow skills and develop habits. Practice can involve cooperative work or trying out a new skill with you as a coach and ready support. It is nice and necessary for teens to internalize new skills. It makes vital new brain connections that strengthen each time your teen performs the new action. Actions. Use I'd love to see or hear statements. You may want to offer your teen practice in truth-telling when it's tempting to lie. When you notice misbehavior, before your teen can attempt to cover it up, you might say, I imagine that there is a part of you that is worried about getting into trouble, so I would love to see you take a risk and try truthfully telling me what happened. Recognize effort. Frequently, teens get feedback on what they are not doing right, but how often do you recognize when they are working on their behaviors? Recognize effort by saying, I notice statements like, I notice how you told me when you went to the movies with your friends instead of staying at your friend's house. I appreciate your honesty. Discuss characters and stories. Courage to be true to self is a universal theme that comes up in literature time and again. Find these heroes, particularly those who are flawed and human. Point out their faults and frailties, and then learn together how they triumph. Be sure to discuss how the conquering hero has to make choices that do not align with what others want. Proactively remind. Often parents have a sense of when a teen is tempted to lie. Before they do, you may whisper in your teen's ear, remember to tell the truth even when you make mistakes, and then we'll figure out the rest together. Here is a tip. The best way to turn around misbehavior is to recognize when and how your teen makes good choices and acts positively in similar circumstances. They need to learn what to do and what not to do. Step 4. Support your teen's development and success. At this point, you've taught your teen some strategies for telling the truth and understanding why lying is harmful. You've practiced together. Now you can offer support when it's needed by reteaching, monitoring, coaching, and when appropriate, applying logical consequences. Parents naturally provide support as they see their teen fumble with a situation where they need help. This is no different. Actions. Ask key questions before jumping to responses or decisions for action. Parents and those in a parenting role are often in a position where they have to direct their teen's actions. But jumping in and directing your teen's actions can become the default if you are not careful. Look for chances to ask questions before stepping in with directives. Good questions promote thinking and help teens internalize the evaluative process of responsible decision-making, thinking through the action to the consequence sequence before they act. How do you feel about the decision you've made? What does your heart or inner voice tell you? What are some options if you break a rule? Learn about development. Each new age and stage will present different social challenges. Being informed about what developmental milestones your teen is working toward will offer you empathy and patience. Reflect on outcomes. Remember when you broke the neighbor's lawn chair? You told her you were sorry. She said she knew it was an accident and had it repaired. It was all okay, and we appreciated your honesty. Stay engaged. Working together on ways to respond to mistakes and poor choices can help offer additional support and motivation for your teen when challenging issues arise. Engage in further practice. Create more opportunities to practice when all is calm. Apply logical consequences when needed. Logical consequences should come soon after the negative behavior and need to be provided in a way that maintains a healthy relationship. Rather than punishment, a consequence is about supporting the learning process. First, get your feelings in check. Not only is this good modeling, but when your feelings are in check, you can provide logical consequences that fit the behavior. Second, invite your teen to discuss the expectations established in step two. Third, if you feel your teen is not holding up their end of the bargain, unless they do not know how, apply a logical consequence as a teachable moment. Step five, recognize efforts. No matter how old your teen is, your positive reinforcement and encouragement have a significant impact. If your teen is working to grow their skills, even in small ways, it will be worthwhile to recognize it. Your recognition can go a long way in promoting positive behaviors and expanding your teen's confidence. Your recognition also promotes safe, secure, and nurturing relationships, a foundation for strong communication and a healthy relationship with you as they grow. There are many ways to reinforce your teen's efforts. It is essential to distinguish between three types of reinforcement: recognition, rewards, and bribes. These three distinct parenting behaviors have different impacts on your teen's behavior. Recognition occurs after you observe the desired behavior in your teen. Noticing and naming the specific behavior you want to reinforce is key to promoting more of it. For example, you've told the truth even though it was difficult. I love seeing that. Recognition can include nonverbal acknowledgement, such as a smile or hug. Rewards can be helpful in certain situations by providing a concrete, timely, and positive incentive for doing a good job. A reward is determined beforehand so the teen knows what to expect, like, if you are honest all day, you will get a reward. If you X, then I'll X. It stops any negotiations in the heat of the moment. A reward could be used to teach positive behavior or break a bad habit. The goal should be to help your teen progress to a time when the reward will no longer be needed. If used too often, rewards can decrease a teen's internal motivation. Unlike a reward, bribes aren't planned ahead of time and generally happen when a parent or someone in a parenting role is in the middle of a crisis. For example, if you tell the truth, you can play a video game after dinner. While bribes can be helpful in the short term to manage stressful situations, they will not grow lasting motivation or behavior change and should be avoided. Here is a trap to avoid. It can be easy to resort to bribes when recognition and occasional rewards are underutilized. If parents or those in a parenting role frequently resort to bribes, it is likely time to revisit the five-step process. Actions. Recognize and call out when things are going well. It may seem obvious, but it's easy not to notice when everything is moving along smoothly. Noticing and naming the behavior provides the necessary reinforcement that you see and value your teen's choice. Recognize small steps along the way. Don't wait for significant accomplishments, like the full bedtime routine going smoothly, to recognize effort. Remember that your recognition can work as a tool to promote more positive behaviors. Find small ways your teen is making an effort and let them know you see them. Build celebrations into your routine. For example, snuggle and read before bed after getting through your bedtime routine. Or in the morning, once ready for school, take a few minutes to listen to music together. In closing, engaging in these 5 steps is an investment that will strengthen your skills as an effective parent or someone in a parenting role on many other issues and develop essential skills that will last a lifetime for your teen. Through this tool, teens can become more self-aware, deepen their social awareness, exercise their self-management skills, work on their relationship skills, and demonstrate and practice responsible decision-making. Center for Health and Safety Culture 2024, Lying, ages 15 to 19. Retrieved from https://www.toolsforyourchildsuccess.org. Copyright 2024 Center for Health and Safety Culture at Montana State University. This content does not necessarily reflect the views or policies of the Tools for Your Child Success communities, financial supporters, contributors, SAM, HSA, or the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.